Welcome. You are listening to Central Synagogue's podcast, featuring sermons, lectures, and conversations from Manhattan's historic Central Synagogue. I'm Rabbi Angela Buchdahl. Each week, we invite you to listen to messages of strength and hope given by our clergy on Shabbat or Jewish holidays. You can also listen to audio recordings of other programs and lectures given at Central by subscribing to this podcast on the platform of your choice. If you'd like to watch our live stream services or learn more about our congregation, I invite you to visit us at centralsynagogue.org. We hope you enjoy this week's sermon. And raise me up to a world of living,
safe from the storm. Rabbi Bernard Jacob Bamberger writes in the Torah commentaries that grace our sanctuary. Rabbi Bamberger wrote the Leviticus commentary in here. He says that this Torah portion, Bahar, presents complicated and tantalizing problems to the student of history. Rabbi Bamberger makes this dramatic statement because this week's portion, as you heard from Rabbi Mandel, details Moses explaining to our ancestors the mitzvot to pause every 7 years and then every 50 years in planting and harvesting their land. Including in these commandments is that year 49 and 50 are to be back-to-back years of letting the land lie fallow with no planting, no pruning, and no harvesting. Just how were our ancestors to sustain themselves? God would provide. The Torah states, I will ordain my blessing for you in the years before, so that shall yield a crop sufficient for 3 years. Now I'm curious tonight, we have a full sanctuary. How many full-time farmers do we have in the congregation this evening? Not that many. Okay, how many of us have tried once or twice to grow a tomato plant? Okay, hard, isn't it? Well, imagine the difficulty level if you had to let your vegetable garden or planter lie fallow. Actually, knowing my success or lack thereof in growing tomatoes, I pretty much would expect the same success or lack thereof in a regular year as a sabbatical year. As so few of us are farmers in the land we live these days, rabbis such as our colleague, Rabbi Billy Dreskin, have looked at events in our portion from other points of view. He does so in his case, from a very serious perspective. He asks, what happens when a devastating event in our lives results in us being barely able to function, resulting practically in our spirit and our emotions lying fallow? Unfortunately, he knows of what he speaks, as more than a decade ago, he and his wife, Cantor Ellen Dreskin, experienced the unimaginable. Here is what he wrote after their tragedy. 3 years ago, our beloved son, Jonah Maccabee Dreskin, died at the age of 19. As you can imagine, letting him go has been the most difficult and painful experience of my life. Billy then wrote about some of Jonah's many endearing, unique, and wonderful qualities, and then wrote, when Jonah died, my family and I were thrown into a period of distress during which the land lay fallow. For a while, nothing was planted and nothing grew. We woke up each day, dressed ourselves, fed ourselves, but did little more. We met the day, but produced nothing. We lived off what was already there. We had to survive this vast emptiness that had been cast across the landscape of our hearts, and we could only try to accept on faith that a day would arrive when we would be able to resume our plantings, enable new crops, new projects, and new love to once again begin to grow. Sadly, so many of us have experienced tragic loss. Blue Greenberg reflected on how she and her husband were in shock after her 36-year-old son, JJ, was killed instantly when a car blew through a traffic light and struck him. She wrote at the Shiva for JJ, "Most people understood at the deepest level that there was nothing that could be said, nothing that could justify, nothing that could offset the pain or soften the blow, and these Shiva guests wisely remained silent. And we ourselves," she said, "were silent, as there were no words we could speak that would make any sense of it." Our fellow member, Susan Warner, has written a memoir about her experience with devastating loss. She told me in preparation for this Devar Torah that after her beloved son David was a suicide, that days and weeks passed without any recollection. Susan said, "My life was void of time." These three painful losses were all children, and we sadly know there are many of us who had suffered the death of other loved ones, causing life's natural flow to alter dramatically, where we had no other option but to lie fallow as we processed what had happened and recovered at our own pace. And here we are reading these words on Memorial Day weekend, remembering the thousands, the hundreds of thousands who have died in service to our nation. Rabbi Dreskin writes, "Is there anyone who gets through life without having to face the death of someone they love? It may come later than sooner, which is preferable, of course, but eventually death comes, and each of us must manage the deep emotional loss and navigate the sometimes torturous passage through grief and back to wellness." Now, this week's exactness in the Torah portion of the sabbatical timetable does not apply to the emotional journey we embark upon after a massive loss. Each person processes loss differently and takes the time they need. In Bahar, God promises to provide an abundance of sustenance to our ancestors, letting their land lie fallow. When it comes to those whose lives have been upended by tragedy, it's up to us to be in the sacred role of providing the emotional sustenance, the support, the love, and the hope and prayer that there will be a time when our neighbor, our friend, our loved one will once again plant in life's garden. Some of us will be quite active in the support. We'll be there at their side, providing meals and hugs. We will sit with them at Shiva and in synagogue, and on the couch watching television. We will speak, and we will be silent, and we will do so much more. And others of us will assist less directly. We will send a note. We'll say good morning or Shabbat Shalom across the aisle. We will support this synagogue and other institutions who make it part of our mission to help people heal. No matter our role, it's clear to me that each of us, in our own way, has a critically important part to play in contributing to this sacred healing process. Indeed, this is one of the most significant responsibilities each of us has as a human being. And for any of us who are currently in a time of deep loss, who are in your own period of lying fallow, here is my hope for you, that you feel the love and care that this synagogue community has for you, and the love other dear ones in your life have for you. And that, in the words of Rabbi Dreskin, while it may take some time, each of you can and likely will return home, and the land will once again send forth its goodness. Kain yihi ratzon. We pray for this to be so. And I'd always
praise your name. Thank you for listening to this edition of Central Synagogue's podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you're in the loop on future episodes. And please follow us on social media or watch our live stream at centralsynagogue.org, our Facebook page, or on national cable at the Jewish Broadcasting Service. Thanks again for joining us. Eloheinu neshanu, v'hamidei.